It's the KSL Home Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs. If you like talking about Utah homes and real estate, then this is the place on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the Home Show today. Thank you for joining us here with Heather Osmond, who owns Osmond Designs in Lehi and in Orem. Heather, how are you?
I'm doing awesome. So good to see you, Lindsay.
So good to be with you. Okay, today we're talking about this product called Tip Knot, and you are exclusively selling this in Osmond Designs, which is pretty awesome. This is a product that you take one sticky side, stick it to the back of your furniture or your dresser or whatever you want to anchor to a wall, and then you stick the other side to the wall, and it is super adhesive and makes it safe for your products. I know as mom, Heather, you and I are fearful, right, of little bodies, you know, with products falling on them. That can just be a parent's worst nightmare, right?
So absolutely.
Now there's a product to fix that.
There really is, and it's a peel and stick. Super simple product. Super excited about it. You know, even in my own furniture store, I have a full-time interior designer that only works on the showroom. And as products are being sold, they're bringing new products out. And it's as simple as opening up the armoire doors and actually one of those cabinets started falling on my interior designer because it was so top heavy. Mm. So where we move things all the time in our furniture store, this product is going to be everywhere. We definitely do not want the liability of that. There are so many dangers in our homes that we don't even think of. Today we have John Wennerholm and Paul Pierpont on the show with us. Paul, you were the inventor of this product. John, you are the brains and the sourcing and putting all of this together so that it could be marketable. John, tell us a little bit about how you are involved and what this product is ready to do when it launches here today.
Right. Well, I got involved because I'm good friends with the Pierpont family, specifically Dave, his brother. And Dave called me and asked me to help him launch this product and where to go, who to talk to, how do I get this started, how do I do the manufacturing, how do we do the sourcing of the raw materials, how do we fund this thing, how do we put it all together. So I've been able to help them put this thing together. And we have a very small, tight-knit, all-local team here that are we're really proud of, to be honest with you. Great guys that have really put their heads together and have gotten behind this to the point where this is our mothership, if you will. You know, we know that this thing has huge legs, huge potential, and we're super excited to bring it to the market. Now, what people need to also understand is that according to government statistics, they say 25% of the people actually – anchor their furniture. No, I don't believe that's the case.
I think it's
at
like
all.
5%.
I
maybe.
Totally agree.
Yeah.
Because everybody that I've talked to says, no, I don't. I've had one person, and the only happens to be that one person, it's because it's my daughter who anchored it for their newborn. Mm-hmm. You know, nobody else has even does that. But the government says 25%, but I don't believe it at whatsoever. And the industry standard is only 50 pounds. Okay. Well, you get a dresser, you pull the top drawer out, you put 50 pounds in it, and hopefully it doesn't fall over. Well, most of them do fall over because back in 1998, between 1998 and 2004, there was a huge paradigm shift in the furniture industry. And at that point in 2004, 57% of the furniture being made was made overseas. Well, they used different materials, lighter weight materials. The structures are completely different. And because since then, we've even seen more related accidents because the quality of the furniture is not American-made as much anymore as it is overseas and is causing a huge issue. Okay. Well, one of the biggest box stores that is out there who sells the kits that you put together yourself, you know,
we won't mention any names.
Yeah, we're not. Mm-hmm.
It's
I'm
a
not
big
here
blue
to
building.
they have been sued every single year for years and years and years to come. But when you make billions of dollars, to do a settlement of $50 million to a family is nothing. It's go away money. It's mm-hmm. just be quiet, hush, here, go on with your life money. Well, that's not what we're about. We're about let's fix this problem. And when Paul came up with this idea and he showed it to me and I finally saw it after my first reaction was, that's it. That I thought about, I'm like, this is absolutely brilliant, this product. And from that day forward, we have been 110 miles an hour pushing this thing to get it out fast as fast as possible.
Well, it's awesome when a product solves a need you didn't even realize you had.
Exactly.
Right? When
yeah,
you're
exactly.
like, no, I absolutely need that because I'm always worried about this dresser and TV falling over.
Yeah. But then we started looking at the possibilities. We're thinking, okay, everybody needs it for their home. There's so many families that I know of, you know, I honestly don't know of a family that hasn't had a story or didn't know somebody who had a kid who fell off a dresser or a TV came down on them or the dresser fell over. Everybody has the story. And if you don't yourself, you probably will at some point.
Mm.
You know, it's going to happen. And so we thought, here's a product that really solves this issue 100% straight across the board. But then we thought, okay, it's got a school systems. Why not put it on in a school system where they have filing cabinets? So we thought, okay, well, we need to make sure that this thing will work on in a commercial setting as well. So we tested it on cinder block, painted cinder block, shiplap, beadboard, drywall, concrete. I mean, we have tested it on everything that we possibly could to make sure that if somebody did have lived in an older home that was 100 years old that had old type of beadboard or whatever, that it would work. And it does work. And it's in excess of 300 pounds.
Yeah.
You know.
Now, I'm not doubting that this product works at all, but I did have the question of what is a liability for you guys? Because obviously you mentioned that big box store that gets sued all the time, right? Because their dressers seem to be top heavy and not very sturdy. Do you guys take on any of that liability with this product?
Well, of course, I mean, we stand behind our product 100%, and we would be foolish not to have millions of dollars worth of liability insurance.
Sure.
Which we do have.
Yeah.
And because we want to protect everybody involved, including not only our customers, but ourselves. And we had done such extensive testing on this and went to Eurofin, which is one of the top testing facilities in the country. We weren't happy with just doing it ourselves or mm-hmm. finding some local company. We went to the big boys mm-hmm. to have this thing tested, and we have the findings specifically from Eurofin that says this thing will hold in excess of 300 pounds. And with the industry standard only being 50 pounds, you have to understand we're six times
right.
the industry standard.
Right.
I mean, that's we were blown away. And unfortunately, it might even hold 400 pounds. We don't know because the dresser broke.
Your furniture will break before this comes off the wall,
right.
which is awesome. So every 17 minutes, someone in the U.S. is injured by falling furniture. It's such a tragic stat. Paul, tell us a couple of stories that you know of.
Well, just recently, I went to lunch with a good friend, and I was so excited. I've been very quiet and tight-lipped about telling too many people about this idea because we've been in the business development part of it, and I'm showing it to him and everything. He gets really quiet. And I'm like, "What's wrong?" And he's like, "I have a family member that has a dead, basically a deceased nephew because mm-hmm. of this." What do you say after that? You know, mm-hmm. I just kind of was like, "Okay, I'm really sorry." And
A couple months too short.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I,
just a little,
we could have helped
too
them.
Little too late.
And it just kind of really reinforced the whole reason and the passion that I have behind getting this product out there and just try to save as many kids as from getting hurt that I can. Another fun, it was about Christmas time a while back ago, and we got introduced to a Pleasant Grove family, and it was funny because when we opened the door, I was like, "Holy moly, this is my daughter's counselor at the junior high." And this one was kind of shocking. This incident was a really heavy, stout entertainment center. And you would never think in a million years that this thing would tip over. And his poor little grandson was climbing and he pulled it over, you know, on him and got hurt pretty bad. But, you know, and hey, I just can't stand watching this stuff happen anymore. It's like there's a solution for it. There's an easy solution for it.
And I think you were absolutely inspired. I think that this is an incredible product. It's something I'm excited about being a furniture store owner to offer to my clients. I really want to just go around and rip all those little plastic bags off the back, and which I will not do. But I want to do that and just, you know, maybe put this on top of all of those furniture pieces and recommend this product because no one wants to put holes in their furniture and no one wants to put holes in their walls trying to secure their furnishings. I'm so grateful for this. And I know that it's going to be such a great gift idea. Today's Saturday. It's the day after Black Friday. I can't think of a better gift that you can give to yourself in making your home safe for your own kids. And then if you're a grandma or grandpa, what a great gift to give to your kids. So buy a few for yourself, buy a few for your neighbors. What a great gift. This two-pack box sells for $19.99 at Osmond Designs today only. Normally it's $24.99 retail. There are two that come in this box. If you have a 36-inch dress.
36 inches or less, it only needs one. You put it right in the center. We suggest if it's wider than 36, up to 6 feet, I'd put one in each corner for extra stability.
So for $19.99, you have a dresser that's safe, which right. I think is absolutely priceless.
Thanks, Heather.
Exactly. You know, you mentioned just quickly that every 17 minutes somebody goes to the emergency room. Well, do the math on that. Okay. In 2021, 11,300 kids went to the emergency room because every 17 to 30 minutes, somebody's getting hurt. So when you actually work that number out, that's a lot of kids that are getting hurt. And a lot of people don't even realize that this market is this big.
Yeah.
Utah has more kids than anyone.
I know. We definitely need this product. The other thing I think about is, how long has the anchor the furniture been on your honey-do list, right? Where I'm like, honey, have you done the anchoring of the TV yet? Can you
No
can
one
you
even
do
thinks
that?
About it.
It's just, yeah. It just takes up brain space, right? Yeah. And so this is just another one of those ways to solve, again, like I mentioned earlier, a problem you didn't even realize you had.
In less than 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Right? Which is incredible.
I left a friend with a sample, and I got a video back exactly that. His wife put it on their bookshelf. And she just, at the end of the thing, she goes, look, honey, you don't have to do this anymore.
Right. Yay! I think I've been bugging my husband to do this.
He gave me the thumbs up, and he's like, yep, one last thing to do.
Yeah, that's a great video. You'll have to do that on YouTube. I love that so much. Speaking of safety, let's talk about our sponsor for this segment, Central Bank. They're trusted bankers and loyal friends. Again, local business, which I love to support. Central Bank has been serving Utah County for over 130 years, and they are proud of their history and sustained growth and security. Since the economy began to falter in 2008, they have relied on their own reserves by not taking any bailout or TARP money, evidence that they have remained strong, safe, and secure since 1891. They believe in continuing progress is a direct result of their dedication to caring for the individual needs and communities they serve.
And we've been talking today to the inventors of TipKnot. This is the furniture anchor. It is a peel and stick. You put it on the back of your furniture, then stick it to the wall, and you have anchored furniture for the rest of your life. It holds up to 300 pounds. I love this because I still fear these earthquakes in Utah since we had our one in March, right? So I want my furniture anchored. You guys, I love this product. It's in Osmond Designs now. We'll take a break, more with the two inventors when we come back on the Home Show.